Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by Chris Gillam for part two of this week's Chatterbox. We'll start part two with our regular information desk and then follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a couple of features. The first celebrates the era of the county's cricket knockout cup, the Carter Cup. And the second asks, what makes a film star a screen icon? First, however, here's information desk.
Only two messages this week. You must all still be on holiday. Thank you, Bob's Beer, for your kind donation. As ever, very welcome. And a thank you to Mrs. E. Berry for the stamps, adding to the ever-increasing bag destined for the NNAB for sorting.
The next two items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the second item. The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the Second Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on September the 10th.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, why not come along and join singers Rachel and Daryl at an informal acoustic music group held on the second Monday of every month? The next session is on Monday the 10th of September and runs from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is £3 and includes refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or you can email Mark on marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Macular Group. The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. Refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. The next meeting takes place on the 14th of September. For further information, you can contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4 p.m. at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sprowston. The club has various activities including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good. It costs £8 per year to join. If you are interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407 or Marion on 01603 408 758. The next meeting will be on Thursday, the 6th of September.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of the Pig and Whistle outside their premises at numbers 2 to 8, All Saints Green, Norwich, for a total of 7 tables and 18 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music, and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by 20th of September, or telephone on 01603 212 761, or you can email licensing@norwich.gov.uk. That's all from Information Desk for this week.
Now I'll turn to some news items. You may recognise the return of familiar annual events here, the Grand Duck Race and the Truckers' Convoy Day Trip for Youngsters. On a more serious note, there is a plea for homemade poppies for a display for Armistice Day.
Hundreds of people braved the rain on Sunday to watch the Grand Norwich Duck Race on the River Wensum. The event, organised by the charity Brake, saw 120 large rubber ducks thrown into the water at St George's Bridge. Volunteers on paddleboards then helped push them along to the finish line at Fye Bridge. Some of this year's designs took inspiration from various TV and film characters, including Buzz Lightyear and Admiral Akbar. Earlier in the afternoon, 3,000 smaller rubber ducks were also placed in the water to race. Event organiser Sarah Bunn said, "The weather today has been a little inclement, which is perfect for ducks, not so perfect for humans. But even so, it is great to see around 1,000 people lining the sides of the river." This year's winning duck was Inspired Duckaroo from the social enterprise Inspired Youth. The ducks will now be sold off at the Grand Norwich Duck Auction at the Maid's Head on Thursday, September the 20th.
Dozens of children were given a day out they will never forget thanks to generous truckers and thousands of roadside well-wishers. On Sunday, the 33rd annual East Coast Truckers Convoy made its way from County Hall in Norwich to Pleasurewood Hills in Lowestoft, with disabled and disadvantaged children sharing a cab with drivers. As the convoy made its way to and from Pleasurewood Hills via Great Yarmouth, large crowds came out by the roadside and on bridges to cheer on the charity procession. At Pleasurewood Hills, the delighted youngsters and their families were met by Woody Bear, Miss Norfolk, Natasha Adams, and Lowestoft Deputy Mayor Peter Knight and his mayoral consort, Marina Knight. Ian Mackey, chairman of the East Coast Truckers Charity, was delighted to see yet again how people turned out in force along the route to cheer on the impressive convoy.
More than 15,500 Norfolk men and women will be represented in the display of handmade poppies to commemorate the end of the First World War 100 years ago. During the past year, Norfolk County Council's Library and Information Service has been working with Norfolk residents, schools, community groups and supporters worldwide to create a poppy for all 15,500 of those named on Norfolk's war memorials who lost their lives in World War I. The project by Norfolk County Council's libraries has attracted donations from people as far as America and Taiwan. Chairman of Norfolk County Council's Communities Committee, Margaret Dewsbury, said, "As 2018 marks the centenary of Armistice Day, this display seems a fitting way to remember those from Norfolk who gave their lives in the conflict. The poppies will be on display in the World War I Chapel at St Peter Mancroft Church from October the 22nd to the 30th, before being split into smaller displays and distributed across Norfolk's 47 libraries and 8 mobile libraries in November 2018. Anybody can create a poppy for the display. They can be made of any material, but need to be no bigger than 10 centimetres by 10 centimetres. Finished poppies can be handed in at any Norfolk library, and the last day for contributions is October the 8th.
A popular night of fireworks and autumnal fun will be returning to Norwich this October. Spooks and Sparks in the Park will be back at Catton Park on Saturday, October the 27th. This year will offer an extra children's firework display, a range of new local food stalls and a pumpkin carving competition. On the following day, October the 28th, L. Grey and Sons will set up a fun fair from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Ride operators will be helping along the spooky mood with special costumes, and the Unhinged Circus will provide a spectacle of flame juggling and stilt walkers. Following feedback from last year's event, the organisers have created a bigger budget for 2 firework displays, one smaller show for children at 5:40 p.m. and a grand finale at 7:30 p.m. Norwich Fireworks will also be including some new spooky-themed special effects in the later show. Additionally, there will be a free-to-enter fancy dress competition.
People living in a Norwich housing estate, a stone's throw away from Norwich Cathedral, say their estate has fallen into disrepair and has been forgotten by the housing association which cares for it. An overgrown children's play area, rats, stairwells which smell like public toilets, overflowing bins and uneven walkways are just some of the issues people living in the Cotman Fields housing estate on Bishopsgate say they are dealing with on a daily basis. The council has agreed a programme of repair works that will include tidying of communal areas and stairwells, regular bin cleaning, and repairing uneven walkways. We expect this all to be implemented within the next 4 weeks, except for some garden maintenance, which needs to be completed at a specific time of year.
We'll move on to our second feature. The annual Carter Cup has been a very important part of the county's cricket calendar, but the very last Carter Cup final was staged on Bank Holiday Monday. Chris Wise fills in the history. His article is read by Sophie Yeomans.